Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we're intentional about stopping to reflect and ponder upon the scriptures that are appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word, you would allow it to enter into your heart, that you would pray that the Spirit would be at work, that your ears would be open, and that the word would come to you anew. And that it would lead to bearing much fruit within your life. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are the city that shelters us, the mother who comforts us. With your Spirit, accompany us on our life's journey, that we may spread your peace in all the world through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The second reading that's appointed for this day comes from Paul's letter to the church of Galatia, the 6th chapter. Paul writes, "My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride, for all must carry their own load. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap what you sow. If you sow to your flesh, you reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whether we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I am writing in my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of Christ, Lord Jesus, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. So neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who follow this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God." The word of the Lord. As you hear this last part of Paul's letter, it's important to stop and remember and think about the letter as a whole. Paul's writing to the church of Galatia, and he's writing in some ways to correct what he perceives to be an incorrect teaching. They're pondering and wondering about, must you be circumcised? And what Paul talks about is another gospel is being proclaimed, one that's not based upon the notion of we are saved by grace through faith. And he wants them to see that God is at work through them and wants them to see correctly the way God is at work in Christ Jesus. One of the themes that comes through Paul's writing that's just not real apparent through the whole letter, but here at the end gets picked up, he talks about this new creation. That part of it is Paul wants people to see not the distinctions and not the separations. Earlier in the letter, he talks about there's neither male nor female, slave nor free, Gentile nor Jew, that these distinctions in some ways aren't what's most important. It's not the circumcised and the uncircumcised. But in Christ, we are a new creation. I encourage you, as you think about this letter, maybe take some time to stop, to sit down and read the whole letter. It's only 6 chapters. It wouldn't take a huge amount of time. But to see Paul's argument and what he, the themes that he weaves through it together. And part of it is he's saying, in Christ we are this new creation. That Christ comes so that we are saved by grace through faith. And then part of it is then, what does this mean for us? How do we live this out? How do we become this new creation? And part of it is we do it in community. One of the verses that really popped out in this reading is verse 2. Hear again what Paul says. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. That part of what it means to be saved by grace and not depend upon our own works or think more highly of ourselves is that we are in community, and when we are in community, we seek to lift each other up. We don't have to do this on our own, but we bear each other's burdens. As I've thought about this, the week that I've had this week, I've heard from multiple people, somebody having a major medical issue and facing surgery, somebody in the hospital because of a fall, a family dealing with a tragic situation that resulted in loss of life, another person losing a parent. And that all those phone calls were within a 24, 48-hour period. As you think about all those kind of situations, and many others, maybe it's something you are personally going through, maybe it's something that you know that others are experiencing. The question becomes, if we are this new creation in Christ, if we allow God's word to come into our life, what does this mean for us? How do we become the hands and feet of Christ in these situations? Maybe it's simply through offering prayer for the families, for the individuals. Maybe it's simply showing up, being a presence, not that we have to dominate everything, but just simply being there. Many ways it's a sign that you care. Many times when I go to the hospital or with families, particularly as loved ones, I, a lot of times I feel kind of useless. I'm there and sometimes you want to try to fill that space, right, when there's silence. Maybe it's just our speak. Sometimes it's important just to be there. That presence shows that you care. You took time out of your schedule to be there and comfort them, to lift them up in prayer, to bear one another's burdens, to let them know they don't go through this alone, but the community of faith surrounds them and supports them. And Paul says, when we do this, when we're with others in difficult times, we fulfill the law of Christ, which is to love our neighbor. Sometimes we can do other things. Show up with food, take care of little things that need to be done. There's all kinds of ways that we can be a part of this community. And how we do that for those that we know are impacted, for those that we care about, but also how we care for others that may not be perfect. But sometimes it's easier to do that in our own family. But what about those that don't have our family? For those who have been transplanted in, that don't have a strong support. How does the church become that support network to say, here? the Spirit.
We allow the Spirit to work. As Paul talked about earlier in the study, the fruits of the Spirit joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, self-control. Right? We allow ourselves to be guided by the Spirit, that new creation comes, and we live out this calling to be with our neighbor, to bear one another's burdens, and to be a community that cares and reaches out. A community that supports, nourishes, and loves one another. May we be this new creation in Christ, living out, being the hands and feet of Christ, to help bear one another's burdens, whatever may come our way. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you send your Spirit to be with us. Allow us to be guided by the Spirit. Allow the Spirit to lead us, hold us, and guide us. Help us to see how we are a new creation in Christ, saved by grace and faith, and not our own. But empower us through this grace to be responsive to those around us who are here. And we live out being this new creation as we seek to bear one another's burdens, as we seek to be a community of care and compassion, people filled with empathy, compassion, kindness. Help us to live out those fruits of the Spirit in all that we do, so that others may see what we do and may see your hand at work in all that we do. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch.